Welcome to the Find Your Leadership Confidence Podcast with Vicki Nethling. You are about to discover impactful lessons that help you grow as an individual, grow your confidence, and find the positive and good within you, so you powerfully and authentically become the best version of yourself. Be sure you visit our website at www.findyourleadershipconfidence.com. While you're there, subscribe to us via your favorite network. Now tune in, get ready, and enjoy the journey of emerging as a leader of exception in the 21st century.
Welcome, everyone, to the Find Your Leadership Confidence podcast. I'm your host, Vicki Nethling, coming to you from Roswell, Georgia. The goal of this podcast is to bring topics and guests that will empower you to become that confident leader and take your business and your life to the next level. Today, I'm very excited to have Amita Sharma as my guest. And let me tell you about Amita. She is the co-founder of Nourish Doc, a holistic wellness platform focused to empower women in premenopausal years and beyond. She has developed culture-sensitive, affordable, innovative self-care app. Amita brings her personal struggles as a perimenopausal woman in corporate America and challenges at workplace for lack of resources. She has designed a holistic self-care regimen as well as assisted care with experts to bring the taboo subject of menopause openly discussed. As a society, women should feel empowered to take care of themselves after their reproductive years so that they don't get chronic conditions. She is trying to do that and cater to women in their 40s and beyond to embark on self-care and self-love journey. Her company offers holistic wellness programs for taboo topics such as sexual health, menopause, stress, anxiety, and other issues that women go through during this time. Everyone that knows me knows that I like to talk about holistic wellness. And so we're going to talk about the holistic wellness side of dealing with menopause. So holistic wellness for menopause will be our theme. Please join me in welcoming Amita Sharma. Amita, so good to have you on.
Thank you so much. Super excited. And I love how you are using the platform to empower other women, you know, the confidence and all the things that you're working on. So thank you so much.
It's my pleasure. You know, at 66, you got to start somewhere. And, you know, nobody needs to really go through what some of us did in our 30s and 40s. So it's my pleasure to be able to have this platform. I always start with an easy question. So please share with everyone where you live, where you call home.
Yeah, I live near San Francisco, beautiful city in the world, I must say that. And yeah. I, most of the time in the last 20, 25 years, I have been working in the tech industry here, corporate tech, high stress, you know, high energy, yes, all those things that you see, that's, I've been part of that.
Yeah, all the things that give us gray hairs and wrinkles. Yes.
and the Facebooks of the world and, you know, all the social media, all those things are germinating from
that. That's right.
Yes.
And I think, you know, that's really shows the importance of a community. And so we can talk a little bit more about that later. But I gave, you know, just a brief opening of bio for you, but share what your journey's been like as you, you know, went through that corporate world and now have ventured out to really try to help women, especially during this time. So talk about what your backstory is.
Yeah, so I'm not a medical professional or a health professional. I'm just like any other woman out there who was trying to make a living. Worked very hard in high tech and got into a position that, you know, I was working decent money and suddenly, boom, I didn't even know what perimenopause is, to be honest with you. Menopause, I understood. Perimenopause, for a lot of us who don't understand, is a stage it could happen 7 to 10 years before we hit menopause, right? So menopause is, our periods basically stop, but the perimenopause can start 10 years earlier or maybe earlier than that. And that's what happened to me. Suddenly all these strange symptoms started happening, like sweating, working, you know, working in the corporate and sitting in the meetings, I'm sweating. I can't remember some things. There's a little bit of cognitive issues, brain fog, what we call it now, right?
Yeah.
And then stress and anxiety, and then I'm feeling fatigue. And then I used to have a little bit of a liver issue. And to be honest with you, I thought it was my liver that was acting up. Not even once I thought that this is a hormonal imbalance that's happening.
Yeah.
In fact, I went to the doctor also, you know, and nobody, they said, no, you're perfectly fine. Just the diet, talk to a dietitian. And then I talked to the dietitian. She said, eat more garlic. I'm like, okay.
That's the secret, huh? I should be healthy as a horse.
I'm like, I don't know what's wrong with me. Something is wrong with me. I am feeling so fatigued. I'm not by myself. I'm normally an energetic, calm, composed person. Mm. I have a low blood pressure, and I'm here. Oh, I am going like a crazy person. Something is not right. So that was my journey. And to be honest with you, I had no clue that I was going through perimenopause. My hormones were going up and down, and all these all these symptoms are coming at me, strange symptoms. One day, hot flash, the other day, I can't sleep, the other day, I can't think, you know, and then I'm all, I suffered in silence. That is the honest truth. I was so scared to go and talk to anyone at work. I thought they're going to think that I've gone crazy and they're going to judge me. And I was like, oh, no, I'm not going and talking to anyone, not even my family. Not even at work. I'm going to tough it out and I'm going to survive, you know, but wrong way of thinking. I'll tell you that. Yeah. Right. And we women have to stop thinking like that. And it did a lot of my emotional, the impact it had on my emotional health was so bad because negative thoughts are coming to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Normally a positive person. I'm not a medical, I don't take medicines typically. Mm-hmm. I rely on holistic. I've always done that. So I started experimenting at that time, all kind of holistic things, just experimenting on by myself. Of course, she told me to eat garlic, eat oatmeal, you know, things that I already knew. And not that I want to put down anyone, but I think the knowledge was very minimal out there, what even medical professionals are taught in the schools.
Yeah.
On this subject. That's my point. So you end up researching, and that's what I ended up doing. And here I am in front of you. So I went around and I talked to over 3,000 plus global holistic experts and brought together evidence-based bite-sized information that, you know, I experimented on myself and also wanted to bring it to other women who should not suffer in silence, who should at least talk about it.
Yeah.
And what I did was wrong is what I'm saying at that time, you know?
It's funny. I think one of the best things that ever came out of the whole experience I had, and, you know, it's been 25 years since I had first started into the menopause phase, you know, and even before that. But there's a musical called Menopause the Musical, and everyone who is in their 40s or in 50s should go see that musical because it really brings to light that you are not alone.
Yes.
And
yes.
all of these things that you really didn't even maybe associate with this, it just brings it to light. So, and it gives you a good laugh with your fellow females and males. There were quite a few males in the audience too. So enlightening them. So that's the lighter side of this subject.
Absolutely.
So you have several holistic wellness plans on your women's health website. And so I'd like for you just to share a little bit about some of those wellness plans, because I thought they were really comprehensive.
So this menopause thing is quite detailed. You know, it has a lot of nuances, I should say that, right? It's not like, oh, we start our period, puberty, and we stop our period. But in between, there's a lot going on. So like perimenopause, a lot of us didn't even understand what, even now people don't understand what perimenopause is, but that's when, that is the time we women have to start taking care of ourselves, because that's when the hormone fluctuations start happening in our bodies. And if we don't take care of us in our 40s, or in fact, mid 30s onwards is what I would say, the chances of us getting a chronic condition when we are past 55 goes much, much higher. 80% of us have one chronic condition. We are above 55 in the United States. 80% of the women. The data is so alarming. So, you know, of course, hormone therapy is there, you know, over there, but maybe all women are not suitable for hormone therapy, or you need to talk to a medical practitioner to talk to hormone therapy. But the first step is self-care, holistic lifestyle that you, that all women need to embrace. And that's what we are trying to bring out, the awareness. And, and also, depending on the symptoms you have, there are over 35 plus, or maybe more, symptoms that are recorded women can for perimenopause stage. Can you believe it? 35 plus. It's crazy. You know,
just the hot flashes, ladies.
No, not at all. I mean, I started a couple of years back. I was, my skin was itching like a crazy. This whole thing was so like swollen. My face was swollen. I looked like a big, I don't know, some kind of a tempura out there. Shrimp tempura on my face. You know, and I was doing some, like I was interviewing some of the experts, and they're looking at me like, you look different. And I talked to you before, and now what the heck happened? I could not, I did not know what to do. It was so swollen. So things are still happening to women. Strange things can happen to you. So holistic lifestyle, embracing a holistic lifestyle, is the best service that we can do to all of us, to ourselves. So I can give you examples if you like.
Yeah,
like,
that'd be great.
For example, in perimenopause, we know our female sex hormones are going down, our progesterone and estrogen. So now, and sometimes the estrogen is more dominant than the progesterone. And then because of the estrogen dominance, you know, a lot of women tend to gain weight and, you know, especially in the abdomen. So a lot of other things start happening because of this roller coaster ride of hormonal imbalance, our mood, our cognitive, and all those things. Now, there are ways that you can take care of yourself by embracing a holistic lifestyle. And what I mean is taking care of your nutrition, the food is medicine, making sure you are replenishing, you're putting the right kind of ingredients in your body. Like, try to switch to plant-based diet if you can. Try to get rid of alcohol, caffeine, all the processed food, all the fried foods, the red meat. I know it sounds like a lot, but we have to make efforts to do that. Try to cook, try to eat fresh food. All these things will make a difference. Movement is another one, huge. The exercise. If we are sitting most of the time, all of us as society, all over the world for that matter nowadays, and movement, you know, any type of movement that you can do, and also weight-bearing exercises can help with your bone mass. Osteoporosis is one of the symptoms of this thing that a lot of older women can start facing.
Shrinking women.
I know. You've noticed that, right?
The women. My mom was 5'2", and now she's 4'3". You know.
Really?
She's 4'9". She's
4'9". Oh my God.
Yeah. So.
A lot of older women. They just you know, the go down. So you don't want that. And also, heart disease is one of the things. I mean, cancer, diabetes, so many chronic conditions women can have if we don't take care of ourselves. So exercising, movement, any kind of movement that you like, yoga is great, has a ton of evidence. You know, yoga can be a bit difficult, acrobatic a little bit, you know, but Tai Chi is another one. Any movement, weight-bearing exercises is so important. And then breathing.
Yeah.
Cannot overemphasize the breathing. Learn different type of breathing techniques, pranayama, what we call it. It has scientific evidence on helping women calm down.
It does.
Improve, right? Improve the immune health, decrease the inflammation. All these things can help women.
Yeah. And whenever you talk about all those things, it really does impact our mental status. And so I Yes. wondered if you could spend some time talking about your mind-body therapies and how they positively impact your journey through these various stages that you're going to be going through. And I know it was sad for me to hear, but one of my doctor friends that I've interviewed who specializes in menopause says, you never out of menopause. Oh. That we stay in it till we die. So it's just the various, you know, the symptoms are much less, but you still are in that because your hormones are still depleting.
Yeah, 50% of our time as women, we are probably going to spend in perimenopause beyond because 40, if you start hitting, and then if you're living until 80 or beyond. So it's a really big chunk of our time in this stage of life. With that, what that means is we have to, as women, because the hormones have now gone down, they're not coming up. Even if you take hormone therapy, you still have to do all these practices that we are talking about, right? So mindfulness, we talked about that. Mindfulness is very important to helps us calm down. You know, mindful exercises. I talked about the breathing. That's also mindfulness in a way. Simple meditation. You can try to do that. If it's difficult for you, you can just listen to music and just being present within yourself. That itself. The other therapy that can help is massage, you know, Abhyanga, Ayurvedic, actually, massage in particular, because it uses medicated oil, herbal oil. So when you're pouring in this medicated herbal oil on your body or on your head or anywhere, it will help calm your nervous system down. So that's it has scientific evidence. Again, the other mindfulness the therapy is Shirodhara. What you do is you lie down, and the hot oil, the warm oil, actually lukewarm oil, is poured right here on the third chakra, what you call chakra balancing. We talk about that. It's poured over here, and it has scientific research and evidence that so many clinical trials have been done, helps with the sleep. Sleep is one of the big symptoms of a lot of women. They can't sleep at night. Try the Shirodhara and you'll sleep like a baby. So this is one thing. Acupuncture is another one. You know, acupuncture helps with the energy, the chi energy. It also helps bring down the inflammation, helps with the pain management, the fatigue. So that is another therapy that has actually a ton of research. It requires you to go to your acupuncturist, but if you don't have time to go to acupuncturist, you can do some acupressure. So acupressure is nothing but, right, putting down, kind of going under the points and pressing the meridian points. EFT is another one. You know, you're just kind of pressing the points. And the similar thing in Ayurveda also has called Marma therapy. So that also is exact same, similar principle of the meridian points that the body has. And you can take a little medicated oil and press on those, you know, right here, wherever. So those are great for women to, you know, learn that self-care.
For sinus infections, that's one of the first things I do before moving to my Navage, sucking out everything. But it's really doing those pressure points, and you just feel all of that draining. And I know I had got my hip out of a line, and part of what we talked about it is the aches and joints as we get old. In addition to menopause, we have all those things too, and so my chiropractor had recommended I have a full body massage as part of the treatment. And I will tell you that it was amazing. After three times, my hip no longer was an issue. And again, using that heated oil, that you always felt so much better after, you know, your second and third time. The first time, it's getting all the toxins and bad things out of your body that are causing that issue anyway. So
You could do self massage. You know, that's what I do every morning. I take the oil. I actually take in the medicated oil and put it in with the sesame oil, or you can put it in almond or whatever oil you like, and then rub it in. You know, use your palms to kind of bring the heat,
Warm up.
right? Warm it up. It's all automatically, and then you can rub it in on your, slather it all over your legs and arms, and notice the difference in the energy, and you won't feel fatigued. Sometimes it's hard to go to a masseur to get your massage done, and you know, we don't have time. We are strapped for time. So these are the things. You know, chakra balancing. We talk about the chakras, different chakras. There's a whole yoga asanas to it. You know, so these are the techniques that we can use as women, learn about these techniques to help ourselves. Aromatherapy is another one, you know,
Yeah,
using
I
simple
love that.
essential oils like here and breathe, you know, just inhaling a bit, different ways of that. Hypnotherapy, believe it or not, has you know, evidence to help with hot flashes.
Well, that's a good thing to know.
Yeah. I never thought. I said, oh my God, what it's doing is actually the hypnotherapist is talking to your subconscious mind and letting go of, you know, all the thoughts. So emotional digestion, letting go of your negative thoughts during this time is also very important because you're holding on. You have so much pressure. Oh my God, at work, what would people think of me? You lack of confidence. You're thinking, oh my God, I'm getting older. Age discrimination, you know, at work. And then you think, oh, you know, in high tech industry, younger people are more cooler than you know, people who are getting older. I mean, this is our society, unfortunately, we live in. It can take a lot of emotional toll on anyone. And you feel the lack of confidence and you feel, oh my God, what do I do? So these are different tools that we can do as women to stay positive. The mindset is very important. Gut
I
health.
agree.
Our
Gut
gut
health
health is
is huge, huge.
huge. This is another topic in itself, gut health, right?
We could definitely do another session on gut health for sure. And that's where one of the things where people they have poor diets anyway. They are on the go constantly, so they use that. We let's just say it the way it is. We use that as an excuse. But if you aren't doing, like I do, a pre and probiotic, and I will tell you that after 3 months of doing that, no longer have any issues. I haven't had to take Prilosec or, sorry if name and brands, but any antacid for probably 10 years.
Yeah, me too. I haven't, knock on wood, I some, you know, because the habits that you form on a daily basis, so that's why every single day, a daily routine is so important for us women to incorporate these simple habits so that our gut is clean, bowel movements every single day, no inflammation. We have so many toxins in our body because of all the chemicals and the environmental toxins and the household and the makeup and you name it. Need to keep our gut clean, cleansing our system at least twice a year. You know, you don't go on juice cleanse and think that you cleanse it because what you're doing is you're pumping inside sugar, right? The
Not
juice is
good.
nothing but sugar. It's bad. I
Yeah,
did that. I didn't.
I do a daily detox tea
Oh,
that
really?
in
That's
addition
great.
to my my weight management supplements that I have. But I just think it's so important that you do take care of that. Let's talk about energy therapies a little bit more. You said there's four types of energy therapies, and I think you talked a little bit about was it like Reiki? Reiki is
Reiki
one of
is one
them.
of them, you know, the energy therapy. That's I'm not a Reiki expert. I must say that, but it helps women, you know, with these energy therapies. The other therapy that helps women a lot is cognitive behavioral therapy. you know, that has a lot of evidence on that. CBT, what we call it, helps a lot with women, you know, go through this phase. That's very chakra balancing is also one of the what sort of like as energy therapies. So basically what you're doing is what the concept is, each of your chakras is connected to your endocrinal system, right? Each one of them. And balancing these chakras are going to balance your system, your overall system. So that's what each and every chakra has a different type of mantras and different type of yoga asanas to do. And so these are the ways that you can also balance your energy by using chakra balancing. And they also talk about some of the stones that are associated with each and every chakras. So it's very involved, you know, all these things, each and everything is quite involved. And there are professionals who are, experts in talking about it. We talked a little bit about EFT, you know, the tapping part of it, right? That helps quite a bit. We talked about Murma therapy. Murma therapy is also one of the energy therapies. Murma therapy is actually coming from Ayurveda, and it talks about the meridian points in your body. And by pressing certain meridian points, you are activating some of the other energy within your body. So a similar concept is acupressure. So there's a lot of these things that we can do. This is all self-care. We just have to have a knowledge about what to do, when to press the right buttons, I should say that, right? When you're going through this phase.
So you do have, you have a podcast, and you talk about these different things. And early on, you know, I talked about the fact that it's helpful to have a community, that you shouldn't suffer alone, you know, and what is, I guess, in this last few minutes, what would be the key takeaways that you would like for the audience to remember that may be helpful for them in this journey that they have, that, as we said, is not going to be gone in a minute?
Yes. So I think self-worth, right? You know, self-love, you have to love yourself. You know, I know this is an age where you are sandwiched between sometimes with your kids and your aging parents. But self-love, self-worth, self-introspection of who you are and being true to yourself, inner strength, you are strong, you are not alone, for women, and reflect on what is your strength and bring that out. I think that's what I want women to really cultivate, a profound relationship with yourself, prove your worth. You know, don't think that you are less than anyone else. That's what women should feel empowered. They should feel that I'm capable of doing anything. And there's help available. You know, in this short half an hour session, we can't solve each and every detail here. But to give an idea of hope and community, and that you're not alone, value yourself, value your worth, value your inner strength, and be true to yourself. That's what I would like women to think.
And it's just so important. And again, I can't stress enough, know that you're not alone.
That
others have walked the path or are walking the path, and we're all opening our arms to you to come in and join the community.
Absolutely. And you know, women have started talking about this phase of life.
Yeah.
We are
not
being quiet anymore. This conversation definitely is a testament to that. And there is, Jill Biden started a women research initiative a few months back. And so it's happening at the federal level now, at the government level. So there is hope.
Yeah, for sure. All right. It's time now for me to share my screen. So if you've been listening and have not taken notes, yeah, shame on you, but go grab that paper and pencil right away. So the website is nourishdoc.com. That's NOURISHDOC.com, nourishdoc.com. And you can find her on Facebook and Instagram at nourishdoc. And LinkedIn, you can find her using her name or Nourish Doc. Either one will get you to her LinkedIn. Twitter, Nourish Doc, and YouTube. See those videos that I spoke about? It's at Nourish Doc. I'll let Amita talk to you a little bit about, you know, the different things that we touched on that you can find on her website to maybe investigate a little bit more and be able to connect with her or get in one of her programs.
Thank you. Yeah, I would just say that what we've done is we've created a very affordable self-care app that's launching in end of February. And it's culturally sensitive. We never got a chance to talk about how menopause can be different for different women from different ethnic background. We talked a little bit before the show. So Latina women and Black women, African-American women have more severe symptoms than some of the other ethnic groups, as an example. So our app is culturally sensitive. And based on the symptoms, we present you bite-sized information, like it's things that you can do for self-care using all evidence-based holistic therapies that has been done in collaboration with over 3,000 plus global holistic experts, all research-based. It's going to be priced less than $10 a month. So this is something that women feel that they can at least have a great resource to get started with.
That's so good. Very good. And invest in a fan.
We talked a little bit about it, right?
My daughter had given my her mother-in-law one of those fans that go around your neck that are battery operated just so that she could get through the day. But I remember going on some business trips with some of my friends, and they always were looking at, you know, bringing their fancy fans. And I thought, how cool. And then I realized why they were having their little fans. It was not only for glamour. It was also to take care of the hot flashes that they were suffering through.
You know, there are bras that have coolants nowadays that women can wear.
Perfect. You know, if they could do, you know, a corset kind of thing, that's also an area that gets... And I remember when I worked as a volunteer for the Olympics, and it was summertime here in Georgia. So we had these bands that went around our neck that had things in it that you stuck it in the freezer and put it around your neck, and it dropped your temperature at least 10 degrees. And so I think all menopausal women should wear those around their neck too. Because then if you don't have that, then I think it does help with the brain fog and things like that. Because if you're too hot, you just can't think right. I swear.
But hot flashes is one of the main symptoms.
Sleep piece too. I am fortunate, you know, some of my anti-aging and wellness products deal with the sleep part. But I have so many friends that's, you know, a huge thing for them, that they have not, they just can't sleep through the night. And that impacts your weight gain. It impacts your personality, your functionality. And so you need, ladies, a good night's sleep, at least 8 hours. This 3 hours is not going to cut it.
No, it also impacts your health, the chronic conditions, all these things we were talking about. Sleep is so important for your health and well-being, your body to function properly. So sleeping less is not cool anymore. What we used to think a few years back, I can manage in 4 hours, 5 hours. I'm a super whatever mom or.
you pay for cool. it later.
Yes.
Thank you so much for being a great guest. We'll do have to have you back to talk a little bit more about the gut health piece, because I think that's a good talk, and maybe some more about the energy therapies. I think both of those things would be another great topic for us to have.
Absolutely. I can go a little more in detail as to what type of foods women should eat.
Yeah.
Right. I can go into the different type of breathing exercises. I can also do a little bit demo. So I would love to come back.
Yeah,
Absolutely.
definitely have you back. All right. So as always, I remind everyone that life is a journey and it is up to you to enjoy the ride. This is Vicki Nethling signing off.
Thank you for tuning into the Find Your Leadership Confidence Podcast with Vicki Nethling, where we share impactful lessons that help you grow as an individual, grow your confidence, and find the positive and good within you so you powerfully and authentically become the best version of yourself. Remember to visit our website at www.findyourleadershipconfidence.com and enjoy even more great episodes like this one. Again, while you're here, subscribe to us via your favorite network. We look forward to seeing you next time on the Find Your Leadership Confidence Podcast.